16 lynchings have taken place in Wisconsin's history. On September 6, 1861, George Marshall Clark was lynched on the northwest corner of Buffalo and Water Streets in Milwaukee, becoming the only black victim of lynching in the city. Clark was only 22 years old when he was killed. He was studying to be a barber under his father, who owned a shop on Wisconsin Avenue. To find out more about what led to Clark's lynching, Claiborne Benson, the founder and executive director of the Wisconsin Black Historical Society, joins me now. He says that despite Wisconsin's reputation of being an abolitionist state, tensions were still prevalent.
The issue of Marshall Clark is not an issue that you can take on face value at that moment in time, because there's some tensions brewing. As early as 1854, the state begins to take on this abolitionist spirit, ignoring Henry Clay and John Calhoun's negotiation and restructuring, reorganizing the United States Constitution, which says every enslaved person must be returned to his or her own owner. And here Milwaukee says that we're not going to obey the fugitive slave law. Now, other states do it. Other states clearly say that they're going to do it, but they do it at nighttime. They do it when the soldiers are not around. Wisconsin does it out in the open in front of everybody and don't care. The state takes this position that in 1857 that it's going to become an abolitionist state, and the Irish, a contingent of the Irish National Guard, is angry because their weapons are taken away from them. They see the Constitution as a federal, and they see themselves as following the orders of the federal government, not state enforced. And so thus, their weapons are taken from them by the state government, and they go to Chicago to get additional weapons. And the boat Lady Elgin is sunk in Lake Michigan. It takes the heart out of the Irish community. And somehow the African American take the brunt of the anger. And so when Marshall Clark and Sheldon in 1861 finds themselves in the Third Ward, just being two young men, and both of the two Irish men and Marshall Clark are flirting with the same two women walking down the street, they become confrontational. Sheldon is the one who actually does the knife work and stabs them both. In fact, the three people become wounded, and Sheldon and Clark go on home, or they run away from home and not facing authorities, but apparently one of the men dies the next day, and the bells are ringing, the bells are toying, and the citizens, the Irish community, sees it as a black crime on the Irish community, and they storm the jail. Some 300 people storm the jail to punish the two African-Americans. In the pursuit, Sheldon gets away. He's the one who does the stabbing, gets away and finds sanctuary in Waukesha, and Clark is eventually lynched.
Right, so James Shelton and George Clark were confronted by Darby Carney and some other Irishmen, and this was September 6, 1861. As you mentioned, Shelton was able to run out of town, and George Marshall Clark was the one put in jail. And the crowd is storming the prison, and there seems to be a sense that the crowd knew they might have the wrong man, yet they continued with their plan.
Because of their anger over Lake Elgin, their 300 Irish men die, and they go there to recapture their spirit. It's not necessary to tie them both together, because folks don't, but that anger still does exist. And so they're angry because they are, for the second time, a victim of somebody's rage, of Mother Nature, and here African Americans who stab two or three of their citizens.
So the stabbing, which was a result of Irishmen getting angry that African-Americans were speaking with white women, leads to George Marshall Clark forcefully taken from the jail. he was lynched and hung in the city's along the river in downtown Milwaukee. What was the city's reaction to the mob's action outside of the Irish community?
Panic. It seems that no one came to the assistance of the sheriff and the marshal, the city policeman, the jailer. No one came. It was four men standing off a mob of 300 people storming the jail, insisting that these two men be turned over to them for the lynching. The other African-American communities in Milwaukee, I can't say all of them, not all of them, many stayed, but they were just frustrated that Milwaukee offered no protection for them, that they left Milwaukee. I don't know how many, but there's no question about it. They left.
So George Marshall Clark is the one who was lynched despite not being the one to stab anyone. And Shelton was found and arrested, had trial for second-degree murder, and was found not guilty and acting in self-defense. And do you believe, is this a testimony to Wisconsin's climate at the time, but men from the mob were also arrested? A verdict was failed to reach, and another trial found them not guilty, but there was an effort to make some of the men in the mob to be held accountable.
They made a decision that the price had already been paid, that Marshall Clark had, the youngest of them, and who did no stabbing whatsoever, he was being lynched. And you're right that they knew he didn't do it, but he was with Sheldon when it occurred, and somebody had to pay, and the mob took it upon themselves to lynch Marshall Clark, 22 years old. But the system, after the trial, decided that Sheldon should be let free because the price had already been paid, and they wanted this matter to go away.
George Marshall Clark's lynching was the only such occurrence in Milwaukee's history, but what do you want people to know and remember about the history of this lynching that still impacts Milwaukee today?
That racism still does exist, that people can freely take upon themselves and hurt people that they don't agree with whenever they choose to. That indeed racism still does exist in Milwaukee. It occurs in housing, it occurs in denying a real education, police brutality. You could see it through the years. And if you don't educate a population, you're going to have people acting like fools and not functioning in the way in which our society expects them to do. That's a form of lynching in itself.
Claiborne Benson is the founder and executive director of the Wisconsin Black Historical Society in Milwaukee.